Funk Bank. Please hold the line.
It's the 5th of January, 2020. Welcome to the new year. Welcome to Thought Bank. I'm your host, Stephen Grossman. Navigating the treacherous climb up Mount Everest requires a Sherpa guide, an expert who's been to the top, whose ancestors have called the mountainous Himalayan region of Nepal home for more than 6,000 years. They know the land, they know the climate, they know what's at the peak, because they've been there. Through empirically tested routes that work for not one climber, but all climbers. So what about all the self-professed Sherpa out there, the social media-fueled dejected life coaches, modern spiritual guides, and motivational speakers spouting pseudo-wisdom like carnival water guns filling balloons in a clown's mouth until the balloons burst? Aren't they the gig economy equivalent? Can't they guide me to life's great peaks? Of course they can. Not because they know the best path for you to reach life's great peaks any better than you do, but because they volunteered, and because they seem awfully certain of themselves, and because we love to outsource everything in our lives. Just know who you're entrusting the trek up the mountain to. These social media Sherpa know as little about the future as you do. They have not been to the peak. Do not have 6,000 years of very specific knowledge like the Sherpa have when it comes to the Himalayan region, nor have many of these fast talkers ever climbed the metaphorical mountains so often they talk about, nor any actual mountains for that matter, nor have any of them ever experienced death fully, which makes their expert-sounding talks about life and death a little funny. Nor have they experienced life as all genders and race and age to know what path will lead where for you. The question then is, why do we think we need to be guided through life? Many of these pundits espouse the essential importance that you must know yourself, trust yourself, love yourself, believe in yourself, that you should not be put down by others, should not be told what to do by others, that you should make your own destiny and choices, and so on. But if these self-elected prophets truly believe in what they're saying, they would know that by telling you what to think or how to be successful and happy is propagating the very false prophecies they're getting paid to tell you not to listen to. Wow, what are they actually saying? Apparently, what they're saying is, don't listen to anyone. Well, don't listen to anyone but me. They're saying, I know how to liberate you from the dangers of listening to others or of listening closer to your own voice. The secret to your liberation is to listen to me, they say. I am your Sherpa. Your one and only Sherpa, as they would like to have it. I have never climbed this mountain myself, but let me tell you the best way to get to the top. And the gibberish, faux wisdom spouted sounds so fluvial because it is wrapped in manipulative, abstract, self-obvious language, the language of the snake oil salesman. It's Yoda-like, prophet-sounding, adds lots of likes, shares, retweets, and you have a snake eating itself. The web makes legitimizing fakery easier than ever. Consider this oft-used phrase from many social media Sherpa. Your destiny is yours for the taking. If it's my destiny, then it is mine. And if something is mine, then I can take it. One can't take a destiny, of course. It's not an object one can possess, but let's not ruin the magic of abstraction by bringing logic into it. One of my other favorites, recycled on a daily basis by mumbo-jumbo writers of horoscopes and supposed pithy tweets, is, yesterday is the past. Tomorrow is a new day. I had no idea. Wow! I feel like anything is possible now that I know Wednesday is finally out of my life and I can now indulge fully in the glory of the Thursday staring me in the face. Except today is Sunday, and I only read that tweet after it was shared with me by someone who wanted to remind everyone around them how mindful they are because they focus only on today and what's right in front of them. If only Buddha could have banged out his wisdom 280 characters at a time. Live life to the fullest while you're alive. Love it. Smack on. Brilliant. My eyes are wide open. You're right. I must live my life while I'm alive. It may prove very hard to live it when I'm dead. But that little cherry of wisdom begs the question, how? How to live my life to the fullest? How should the poorest live life to the fullest? Perhaps surviving each day is living life to the fullest. Though I imagine those pushing their books and videos and seminars and t-shirts don't have simple survival in mind. Oh, one could always take out the great bucket list found online. Yeah, that's the thing. Swimming with sharks in the Great Barrier Reef or dog sledding under the Aurora Borealis. That's the ticket. If one can afford tickets to those places and has time to dink off to all quarters of the earth and have fun because work is only for miserable robotic slaves who don't get freedom, maybe living life to the fullest when we're alive means to spend more time and more money on motivational speakers telling me how to get the most out of every minute. Or at least, how they can get the most out of every one of your minutes. When one seeks the power to glimpse into the future, to know if things will be okay or if things will get better, and let's be honest, we all would like to have that power, one becomes susceptible to a con. Combine vague language with assessment statements that are used to deliver the affirmations you seek, and wrap all that mumbo-jumbo with hints of a positive outcome, and you have the Forer effect or Barnum effect. Card artists use it, horoscopes use it, cult leaders use it, and yes, modern gurus use it. You tend to be critical of yourself. You have a need to be loved. A stranger may change your life. On and on, these deceptive and trite statements are pawned off on us every day, sold as prophecy and inspiration. The use of equivocation, peppering statements with words like may, or maybe, or could, possibly indicate deception, a lack of conviction by the author of their statement. And there is the statement itself. You tend to be critical of yourself. Can never be wrong for anyone reading it or hearing it. Everyone tends to be critical of themselves. That's how we improve ourselves, or in some cases, how we cripple ourselves. But it is part and parcel of being logical thinkers, of being survivalists, of being a species capable of learning and developing. You have a need to be loved. Oh my, this person really knows me. How true, Margaret. He sees right through me. I do have a need to be loved. Sorry to disappoint you, but we all have a need or desire to be loved. I doubt anyone wakes up in the morning and hopes and prays to be hated, even when they do things every day to make themselves hateable. They likely don't desire to be hated, maybe just noticed or elected or something. A stranger may change your life. On any given day, we meet or bump into or cross paths with strangers, with people we may have never met before. You come across hundreds of people in a shopping mall or metro or bus. If the bus driver, who you've never met before, shuts the door before you can board and takes off and makes you late for a job interview, you lose because you were late. That stranger has changed your life. If a shoe salesman finds that last pair in your size in the back room and your day has been made complete because you coveted those specific shoes, then that shoe-selling stranger has changed your life, however briefly. A kind stranger who opens the door for you, or a substitute teacher who inspires you, or a Sherpa whom you've never met before, takes you safely up a mountain. And anyone and anything can change your life. Only we can define what is a life-changing experience. And if we want to see magic in the good and the bad deeds of people previously unknown to us, than magic those strangers indeed have cast. To steal a construct from these motivationalists, if you want to climb Mount Everest, find a Sherpa. If you want to figure out how to live your life, then live it. Failing only sucks if you think it does. Success is only great if you think it is. A stranger may change your life. A person known to you may change your life. You may change your life. You change, events change, circumstances change. Life is about change. Changes occur whether you like them, see them, or understand them. And you're damn right, a stranger will change your life. You are that stranger. Clearly, we don't know ourselves very well and clearly could change our lives if we truly thought we could. Maybe, possibly. The magic is in you. Just don't be disappointed when you ultimately learn the same magic is in everyone. You've been listening to Thought Bank. Stay awake.